At City Hall this week, environmental advocates rallied with city council members to push for a bill which bans fracking and oil waste from New York City water and New York City streets. The bill is sponsored by council members Costa Costantinatis and Steve Levin. Looking at the activists behind him on the steps of City Hall, council member Levin says, "We need to keep our water clean.
We all rely on water to survive, and we have the best water in the entire country here in New York City. And that's because of our amazing system of aqueducts, viaducts, and reservoirs that we have here in New York. It is our lifeblood. It is our city's greatest treasure. And the reason why it is so protected is because of all of you. So I thank you.
According to Levin, the bill is the first in the country.
The first municipal legislation nationally that comprehensively bans the use of discharge of oil and natural gas waste products, including hydrofracking. So not only does this include hydrofracking, but all natural gas and oil production. These waste products pose significant dangers to public health and to our environment because they contain naturally occurring pollutants and chemical additives used in hydrofracking. And we all know that what's used in hydrofracking, we don't even know the tip of the iceberg, folks. We know that we don't know, but we know it's dangerous.
Ellen Weiniger is with Grassroots Environmental Education. She says toxic and radioactive fracking waste byproducts and their disposal and application could result in irreversible damage. It could place significant health and financial burdens on the public.
The science says that radioactive materials should never be released in an uncontrolled manner.
Why?
Radioactive materials can bioaccumulate over time, delivering a dangerous dose of radiation to millions of people over time. Radioactive materials and the toxic chemicals can persist, and particularly radioactive materials can persist for thousands of years and are linked to bone, liver, and breast cancers. They can become airborne, and as trucks and passenger vehicles travel along roads that could, where leaks could have occurred, spills, or applications, and therefore can be tracked on tires and on pedestrian shoes and tracked indoors and linger for thousands of years. Rain and ice melt carry these contaminants and can run off of surfaces, road surfaces, and end up in our water, groundwater and surface water supplies.
And the threat from hydrofracking has not passed, says Councilmember Costantinatis.
The courts have used the 2005 Energy Policy Act as a shield for big oil companies to continue to withhold from the public many of the chemicals that are used in fracking. This waste can be potentially hazardous and disposed of in wastewater treatment plants and running off into natural bodies of water. This is made worse by municipalities that have been using frack waste on their roads as de-icer. New York, yeah, boo. Intro 446A will protect New York City from such activities. This bill will prohibit the discharge of any oil or natural gas waste into any surface bodies of water located in the city or any wastewater treatment plants. It will also make sure that we will never be able to use, no matter who the mayor is, no matter who the city council is, from this point forward, frack waste will not be able to come into New York City. So today is a great day in the fight for to protect our environment, a great day to continue to stand up against fracking.
For 50 years, Riverkeeper has been working as the watchdog of New York State and New York City's drinking water, surface water, and all of our green spaces in the city of New York.
Sean Dixon is a staff attorney at Riverkeeper.
I'm very glad that we can be here today to keep these toxins out of our parks, keep our landfills as clean as we can get them to be, make sure that our roads aren't applied with all this horribleness that comes from an industry that doesn't have to deal with all of the problems that it generates. So we're gonna hold the line here, and I really believe that an informed democracy at the local level can lead to these changes that will trickle throughout the country that will hopefully make this industry aware of the fact that it has downsides. It has things that will affect our public health and our environment, and we won't let that stand. So I'm very glad to be here in New York City, where we're making this stand begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
And while New York City's ban on fracking waste and New York State's ban on fracking are big wins for New Yorkers, our city and our state are surrounded by trucks and cargo coming in from fracked states, states where drinking water is undrinkable and land unusable because of fracking. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.